USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There seems to be a growing interest among Democrats in Congress in pursuing possible impeachment of President Trump. More lawmakers are now agreeing with New York Democrat Jerry Nadler, who says the Mueller investigation's final report shows sufficient evidence of obstruction.
If proven, some of this would be impeachable, yes.
All right.
Obstruction of justice, if proven, would be impeachable.
And you're going to go about to see if you can prove it?
Well, we're going to see where the facts lead us.
He spoke on NBC's Meet the Press. Republican Senator Mike Lee says impeachment would be a big mistake. On CBS's Face the Nation, Lee of Utah said the Mueller report provides no evidence of collusion or obstruction. The death toll now near 300 from yesterday's bombings at several sites in Sri Lanka. The nation's police chief reportedly issued an alert weeks ago saying that suicide bombers had plans to attack prominent churches. This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Pros know doing it right means knowing where to find everything you need for the job in one stop. So you're spending more time on the job than away from it. Lowe's does it right by having what you need in stock and in the right quantities for any size job. Like 250-foot and 1,000-foot rolls of Southwire Romex Simple 12-2 and 14-2 wire. Plus, get the electrical boxes, switches, dimmers, and conduit you need to complete the job. Load up today and every day. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's.
In San Diego, a woman is facing charges after churchgoers say she walked into a house of worship during Easter service holding a baby in one hand and a gun in the other and threatened to blow up the building. Members of the non-denominational church tackled her and took the baby away. A TV star in Ukraine is going to be its next president, as he's apparently won the election, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Vladimir Zelensky's apparent victory is an example of life imitating art. On TV, he plays a school teacher who accidentally becomes Ukrainian president. Then he goes into battle against oligarchs and corrupt officials. That performance on TV, including his campaign promises, made him the frontrunner in the election, despite him having no political experience.
The annual White House Easter egg roll is today. About 30,000 people expected to take part in it. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Several brands of bottled water are reportedly contaminated with arsenic. According to Consumer Reports, the worst offenders are Whole Foods-owned Starkey and Peñafiel, which is owned by Keurig Dr. Pepper and imported from Mexico. Consumer Reports says its tests found that samples of Peñafiel had arsenic levels well above the federal allowable limit. Tests of Starkey water showed levels at or just below federal limits. Keurig Dr. Pepper says it has suspended bottled water production at its plant in Mexico and will revamp the filtration process that is used at that facility. SpaceX's timetable to get humans back into space may have to change a bit after what it calls an anomaly. Engine problems were reported during a test over the weekend at Cape Canaveral. Plumes of orange smoke was seen for miles, or were seen for miles. SpaceX was planning to fly astronauts to the International Space Station in just a few months, but it's not clear if the company can maintain that timeline now. Today is Earth Day, the anniversary of the birth of the environmental movement, as Earth Day looks to inspire new ideas and bring people to action when it comes to the environment and protecting it. You can find us online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.